This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last month, a sci-fi thriller called Snowpiercer hit select theaters across the United States. The South Korea-based production stars a mostly English-speaking cast that includes Chris Evans, Tilda Swinton, Ed Harris, and John Hurt. If you're an avid filmgoer but have never heard of it, it's little wonder. Though a blockbuster hit overseas, Snowpiercer has taken the scenic route to American theaters. Last month, we spoke to Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr to find out more about the blockbuster film that nobody has heard of. We're playing this today because we just found out that the film is showing in New Hampshire at Concord's Red River Theaters.
It takes place in a fantastic future in which humanity has destroyed the environment by trying to control global warming, which has just frozen the planet instead. And the remnants of humanity have taken refuge on a train. It's like an ark, except it moves, that circumnavigates the globe once a year. It's this incredibly long, high-tech train with the poor people in the back and the rich people up front. So you have this microcosm of society going on in it. The director is Bong Joon-ho, a Korean filmmaker who's best known to art house audiences for movies like Memories of Murder, Mother, and this absolutely wonderful tongue-in-cheek Godzilla movie called The Host.
So let's hear just a little bit from the trailer from Snowpiercer.
I belong to the front. You belong to the tail. Know your place. Keep your place.
I guess I would do it if the villainous Tilda Swinton was yelling at me.
So, yes, a very fearsome Tilda Swinton in all her Tilda Swintonness.
So what's the backstory here, Ty? Why is such a big global film making it so late to American theaters?
Well, the two-word answer to that is Harvey Weinstein, the fearsome Harvey Weinstein, who is known in the industry not flatteringly as Harvey Scissorhands, in that he often will buy up a film for distribution and then demand cuts. And the story with Snowpiercer is that he bought distribution rights for the U.S. and other territories. Bong Joon-ho turned in a cut just over 2 hours that's very dark, very creative. It's an incredibly stylized movie, very propulsive. And he demanded 20 minutes of cuts before he would release it in the United States. He didn't say, but he was paraphrased by other people as saying he wanted to make it appealing to people in the middle of the country, to, you know, Iowa and Idaho and Oklahoma. Now, of course, that immediately got a backlash from, well, Bong Joon-ho, the director, his cast, and a lot of film lovers saying, huh, you know, this is this guy's vision. Why should you mess with it? Bong Joon-ho, the director, refused to make the cuts. There were negotiations that broke down. And then in February, Weinstein announced that, yes, we will be distributing Snowpiercer uncut, but we're not going to give it a wide release. We're just going to give it a limited release, which means open it in New York and L.A., see how the reviews do, and then maybe it will get to your big city and forget about the multiplexes across the land.
And this is after getting really good reviews around the globe, of course, not from Peoria, but from several newspapers around the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not a perfect film, but it's very well done. It's got rave reviews from Variety, and it's also opened in Korea and other parts of the globe. It was a box office runaway hit in Korea and has done very, very well in other countries as well. I mean, it is a very singular vision. The analogy might be to a movie like Blade Runner, which also ran into problems where the head office decided they needed to make it more friendly to audiences. The problem I have with Harvey Weinstein wanting to cut this movie is, you know, I can understand if it's a genre piece made by a hack director, but Bong Joon-ho is not that. He is a singular visionary filmmaker. He is an artist, for better and for worse. And there are aspects of the movie that I don't think entirely work, but it's unlike anything else I've seen out there. And I think you have to take his vision 100% or not at all.
So what I'm hearing here, Ty, is there's a potential for a groundswell among viewers to make this a much more popular movie, and maybe it will make it to wider release. Has there been any precedent for that?
I don't know that there's been a precedent for what's going on in this particular case. And I think social media and Twitter and the movie lovers' blogs has a lot to do with that. It put Harvey Weinstein under the spotlight. Now, granted, the film isn't getting the wide release that it might otherwise have gotten, but it is going to be on video on demand. People will have heard about this movie. They'll have a chance to see it. It kind of goes to the question of, you know, who owns a movie? The person who makes it? the person who has the rights to put it in theaters or the people who watch it. And I would argue that in this case, the people who stand to watch it and the person who made it won.
Tyber, thanks so much for your read on Snowpiercer.
Thank you.
Boston Globe film critic Ty Bird there. You can find our full conversation about Snowpiercer, which is now showing at Red River Theaters in Concord, as well as see a trailer for the film at wordofmouthradio.org.